This is 3306. I'm at Clackamas Community College, and I made it, whatever. There's police blocking the bus pullout on both sides, so the only way out is like 600 feet of backing up, and I'm supposed to leave in 3 minutes.
Okay, are you able to make contact with them and see how long they're going to be there, or if they'd be able to move and let you out?
Yeah, I can walk up and talk to them. I haven't done so yet because I'm kind of still mentally processing the last reason I called you. but I can go out and talk to them after this call.
Okay, well, I don't know what they're responding to. Only do so if it appears safe to. I mean, you mentioned the previous call. Are you doing okay from that?
Yeah, I just wasn't sure if I, should have called dispatch before I got out of the bus to help. Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to think about it, and it seemed like the situation was, just going to be an easy help the guy up and get him out of the road thing, but then it turned into a whole thing where I kind of wish I contacted a supervisor first. I don't know.
Well, you know, there's nothing in any of our SOPs to prevent you from being a good Samaritan if you choose to do so. You know, there is some language in our policy that is designed to protect you from getting injured. So if you're ever in doubt of being able to physically help someone in some way, then you probably should not. But again, there's nothing to prohibit you from helping someone as long as it's safe for you to do so.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. I just wasn't sure because, it looked very easy to just help the guy up and get him out of the road. But then, yeah, like I said, it just kept going and got to a point where I felt like maybe I should have spoken to someone first is all. But, okay, all right, I guess I'm going to, I don't know how to decide if, I can't see any activity going on with the police. They just have flashing lights and they're blocking this other bus line thing over here as well, so.
Okay, well, I would say since we don't really know what's going on, just remain on your bus. You know, really, we're just trying to do whatever is the safest option out there. As far as the earlier thing, I mean, it sounds to me that you just did what is an impulse to you was the safest thing to do at the time, and you felt that this guy was in trouble and needed help, and if you thought you were physically able, you did help, and, I mean, thankfully, you were able to get him out of the street, and no one struck him, so if I were you, I'd feel pretty good about that. As far as what's going on right now, just hang tight in your bus. Please come up to you and give you more information. Let us know, or to get out of your way, just send us ready for service.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sounds good to me. If anything, I have to guess that, someone is incapacitated or something in the intersection because they're blocking, the spot. They're blocking the three-way intersection up there from all sides, so.
All right, copy. I don't think our supervisor is near there, to be honest, but we'll get him to start heading that direction.
Okay. All right. Well, sorry for all the calls, but I never have this much stuff happen, usually.
Oh, no, not a problem. And, you know, if you're finding yourself being a bit too distracted by it or you're just uncomfortable being out there right now, by all means, give us a call back, and we can discuss some options for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, I'll let you know when this situation resolves itself.